This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's women power. Addressing a public rally in Bhopal yesterday, he said that India will not tolerate any form of proxy war and is determined to respond firmly to such acts of terror. The Prime Minister was addressing the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal. He said that Operation Sindoor has become a symbol of India's bravery. The terrorists had challenged the power of women. Referring to public welfare schemes of the government, the Prime Minister highlighted the public welfare schemes inspired by the ideals of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai Holkar. He said the government is following her mantra of Nagrik Devo Bhava in its governance and has made women-led development the foundation of national progress. In Arunachal Pradesh, seven people have lost their lives in a devastating landslide triggered by heavy rainfall on the National Highway 13 between Banna and Sepa in East Kameng district on Friday night. Sources said the vehicle was en route to Sepa when the rain-triggered landslide struck, causing it to plunge off the road. All seven occupants were killed. Rescue teams have recovered the bodies, but their identities are yet to be confirmed. Arunachal Pradesh Home Minister Mama Natung, in a social media post, expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives in the incident. The minister has urged citizens to remain cautious during monsoon season and avoid travel during night, especially in the landslide-prone areas. In Mizoram, at least five people died in multiple landslides across the state. Mizoram has witnessed incessant rain for the last 3 days, causing landslides in various parts of the state. In Champai district, at least three people were killed in a landslide that took place at Vapai village near Indo-Myanmar border yesterday morning. In Sihachip district, one person died and several houses were destroyed due to a landslide that took place this morning. Reports said that National Highway 54 between Sihachip Aizawl is being blocked due to a massive landslide on the highway. In Longkhlai district, several people were feared dead after seven houses, including a hotel, collapsed due to a landslide triggered by heavy rain in South Mizoram's Longkhlai town, officials said. Official sources indicated that one person who was trapped in the debris was rescued safely and efforts are on to retrieve another person who was trapped under the debris. In a major political development in Nagaland, all seven legislators of the Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, have merged with the ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, raising the NDPP to strength of 32 in the 60-member state assembly. Minister for Parliamentary Affairs and senior NDPP leader K.G. Kenye informed the media yesterday night that the NCP MLAs had submitted their merger application to the assembly speaker, who formally accepted it. Mr. Kenye said the move strengthens Chief Minister Nifurio's leadership and aligns the legislators with a state-centric party that is better positioned to address local issues. He cited constraints within the NCP's national structure as a key reason behind the decision. While dismissing any immediate change in seat-sharing arrangements with coalition partners, Mr. Kenye noted that future elections may require a re-evaluation of existing agreements. Nagaland joined the rest of the world in observing World No Tobacco Day with various awareness programs held across different schools. At an event held at Dr. Nelhuzo Kire Government Higher Secondary School in Kohima, Dr. Reyosalu Lalse Vizo, Joint Director Dental and State Nodal Officer of the National Oral Health Program Nagaland, highlighted that while the state does not cultivate tobacco commercially, it is grappling with a public health crisis due to high levels of tobacco consumption. She revealed that about 35% of children aged between 13 and 15 in Nagaland use tobacco in either smoked or smokeless forms. Clinical psychologist Rukomotomo Rutsa from the District Mental Health Program, Nagaland Hospital Authority, Kohima, spoke about how tobacco products are deliberately designed to appeal to youth. In Meghalaya, the district magistrate of West Garo Hills, Atura, has issued an order under Section 163 BNSS, which aimed at protecting the environment and preventing water pollution in the district. The order strictly prohibits all individuals and entities from disposing of waste directly into streams within the jurisdiction of West Garo Hills as per Section 24 of the Water Prevention and Control of Pollution Act 1974. This act prohibits the use of any stream or well for disposing of pollution matters and orders and order ensures its strict adherence. All market committees under the West Garo's districts have been directed to comply with the Water Act and ensure that no waste is disposed of directly into streams, wells or other water bodies. They are also tasked with closely monitoring and regulating water disposal practices within market premises to prevent any violations. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.